everyone. What's up? Welcome to the Unsocial Butterfly podcast. If you guys are new here, my name is Julia Christine, and I'm glad that you clicked on this podcast episode. Today's episode is going to be an entire list of my basic favorites for everything related to fashion, makeup, lifestyle, food, drinks, things of that nature. We are going to cover all the bases today. So a few different podcasts that I listen to have done episodes like this, and I think that they're really helpful to find new things to kind of try out in your daily routine. I am such a creature of habit. Like, I literally have such a stuck routine that I don't really stray off from it very often. So that's the main reason why I like to listen to these type of episodes as well as watch these type of videos on YouTube. So before we get started with all of the favorites, I figured I could do a little bit of a weekly catch up and talk to you guys. So I'm sure a lot of you are surprised that I even uploaded an episode because I've been pretty unreliable lately. So I'm really sorry for that, but we're back and we're better. I'm gonna try to continue posting every single Monday, but you guys have to keep me accountable. I love reading your messages and love seeing your stories that you are listening to the podcast. It literally just warms my heart. So thank you guys so much for all of the love and support on these podcast episodes. I'm just over the moon. And you guys are just awesome. So this week I did a lot of working. As you guys know, I work 40 hours a week as an x-ray tech, and then I'm also filling in the phlebotomy lab department. So I'm also kind of helping out in the nursing department too, but I'm kind of all over with my job. I do a lot of different things with my job, but I'm really, really happy with my position there, and I've really been loving it. Last Thursday was my official 1 month mark of working there, which is just crazy that it's already been that long, but so far I'm just loving it and really, really happy with my decision to switch over positions. But anyway, I didn't really do much else this week besides work as well as play Animal Crossing. Are we even shocked? No. I love Animal Crossing, and so many people have been raving about it on every form of social media, so yeah, just love Animal Crossing. Anyway, but this weekend I did go to a new brewery. It was in Minnesota, and they had only 5 different types of beers, so it wasn't a lot to choose from, and I'm kind of picky when it comes to my beer choices. Honestly, I'm not really a beer lover, but I went anyway, and I got this one that was like a Lily Ale. It was like a Belgian ale with grapefruit or something, I don't know. It was pretty good, but really, really thick and heavy, and definitely could not have more than one. So I did go to that new brewery yesterday on Saturday, and then it started to rain, so we had a few thunderstorms in the early afternoon, and it ended up making the prettiest double rainbow, so I was able to see the double rainbow, and it was so cool. For some reason, rainbows just remind me so much of my childhood, and I think that's because our backyard used to be like this huge open space, and the double rainbows were just perfect. Like, you could see end to end at my old house, and it was just cool to see that again as an adult, because usually you don't see that. But anyway, so that was pretty much all I did this week. Kind of boring, not much fun of a recap. But today was also Father's Day, so when I record, it's usually on Sunday nights. But today was Father's Day, so I was able to spend some time with my dad, and we had a nice dinner and everything, and now they took the dog for a walk, so I'm recording the podcast. But I figure we can kind of jump into the favorites and get started talking about all of them, because I have quite a few. But my whole idea with this episode was to talk about my absolute holy grail favorite products. So a lot of these I've been using for quite a while, but a few of them are new into my routine, but if I'm mentioning them, that just shows you how great they are of a product. Also, I did want to mention that I'm going to have all of these products written out on a list with links and pictures so you guys can reference them really quick and easily, because I know a lot of you guys listen to these while you're on the go, so if you're traveling in a car or if you're just walking to work or whatever it is, I know a lot of you guys aren't actively on your phones while you're listening, so I wanted to make this into an entire list for you guys to reference. So I kind of have a blog for the podcast, essentially, so I'm able to just write out a blog post. So I will do that for this podcast episode, and I'll make it really quick and easy for you guys to reference any of these products that I mentioned. So don't forget to reference that in the show notes if you guys are wanting to go to the link for a certain product. But that's what I'm going to do for this episode, and hopefully it'll be helpful for you guys. So first off, we'll start with makeup, and I'm sure a lot of you guys know I am not much of a makeup lover. I don't really talk about makeup a lot over on my YouTube channel, but occasionally I will do my makeup, and it's not great, I will be honest, but I just don't find it enjoyable, so I really stick to my favorites and I don't really stray away from them. So a few things that I just wanted to briefly mention in the makeup category is a mascara, and it is the Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I found this mascara almost 3 years ago, I would say. It was like when I first had started my program. No, it's probably 2 years ago. And it is the best mascara ever. It is kind of expensive, but it is so worth it, and it lasts kind of a long time. I've gotten so many people hooked on it, and I'm just in love with it. It is amazing. But basically, I was watching a football game with my family one time, and of course, I wasn't paying attention, and I was scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, one or the other, and I got a sponsored ad for this mascara, and the girl's lashes looked incredible, and I was like, okay, honestly, how often are these sponsored ads usually true? Like, half the time, they don't end up looking like what the ad shows it, but this mascara is insanely amazing. It's my favorite. So basically, it's a tubing mascara, so all you need is water to remove it. So what I do is wash my face in the sink, and I'll just take warm water and rinse off my whole face, and I'll wet my lashes like 3 or 4 times, and then by that time it's kind of warmed up the mascara, and it literally just slides off like a little tube, and it's amazing. It doesn't leave any of that ugly raccoon eyes on your skin. It's just the best. So I will never stop talking about Thrive Cosmetics. I will keep buying them until I can't anymore. So I love you, Thrive, if you're ever listening to this. The next item is a highlighter, and I just recently started using this one, but I love how it looks. It is the Benefit Cookie Highlighter, and it is such a champagne-y, beautiful golden highlighter, and it's so smooth, and it just looks so beautiful on the skin. And especially with summertime coming around the corner, well, I think it's actually officially summer already, but with tan skin, I think it looks so good. So I really, really like that highlighter. And the last makeup item that I wanted to mention is the Summer Fridays Vanilla Lip Butter Balm. So it's a very thick, almost, I don't want to say it's tacky because it's not, but it definitely is stickier than like Aquaphor or something, but it is so smooth and so glossy looking, and I am such a sucker for a glossy lip. I don't know why. I used to hate it, but now I'm just obsessed. So it smells amazing, and it's also vegan, and it's just so great. And I've heard a lot of good things about Summer Fridays, so I've always wanted to try their face masks. I know one of the jet lag face masks is really popular from them, so that will likely be my next purchase. But speaking of skincare, we can move on to my skincare favorites. So of course, a lot of you guys know that Curology is literally my lifesaver. So when I had really gotten into the program and was in like the height of the stressful period, I had the worst breakouts on my forehead, and they were so painful, and nothing helped them to go away. But I started to use Curology towards the end of my program, and it wiped away all of my acne. Like, I do not have a single pimple on my face, and if I ever get one, it's a very, very rare occasion. So I think Curology had a lot to do with it, and also probably just less stress and everything, but I just love Curology because it's curated to your own skincare needs. And I know that's true because I have a few friends that actually have purchased it by themselves. Like, they're not sponsored. They are not even involved with social media or YouTube or anything. And they love it. So I know that their ingredients are completely different than my ingredients. So I know for a fact that it's not like a one product fits all. So they do actually take your skincare needs and your skincare concerns and make a formula for your own custom skin. So I really like Curology. Can't say enough good things about it. And no, I am not sponsored by them. I just love it. The next skincare brand that I really like is Ole Henriksen, specifically the Sea Rush Gel Cream Moisturizer. It's such a weird consistency. Like I said, it's that gel cream. So it's kind of a little bit slimier. That's the worst word to use. I don't know why I would have chosen that word, but it just seeps into the skin so much nicer than like a heavy cream. And I have kind of combination skin, and I just personally really, really like it. I had first tried it in a little sample trial of Ole Henriksen products, and I fell in love with it. Unfortunately, it is kind of pricey, but I personally am one of those people who thinks it's better to invest in your skin rather than have to reverse aging down the road. So I personally really like Ole Henriksen. Some of the other products that I like from them are the Sea Rush Brightening Foaming Cleanser. I think it smells amazing. It smells like oranges. I love the smell of citrus. And then I also really like the, it's like a sugar polishing scrub from them. And again, it smells like vitamin C. So just love Ole Henriksen so much. Another skincare product that I don't necessarily know is skincare, but you put it on your skin, is Loving Tan Self Tanner. Specifically, the 2-Hour Express has been my favorite recently. I am one of those people who hates waiting around for my self tan to sit in, and I hate wearing it to bed. It's just kind of a process. So I like to use the 2-Hour Express because it's a little bit quicker for my lifestyle, and I'm sure I could make time to use the regular one if I had it, but I have the 2-Hour Express one right now and I really like it. And then the last skincare product is the Native Coconut and Vanilla Body Wash. And a lot of people talk about the Native deodorants, which I actually had a really bad allergic reaction to them. I had this huge itchy patch in my friggin' armpit, and then I had to go to the doctor and he had to give me a steroid cream to put on it, which was not fun at all. So I had to quit using that deodorant and go back to using one with aluminum, which you think would do the opposite, but yeah, my skin just did not react to it well. But the body wash is amazing. Highly recommend it. It smells so good. It's just a little bit pricey, so I use it pretty sparingly because I use a loofah. So I feel like the loofah really allows it to suds up and everything. But I purchased mine at Target, and if you guys wanted to give it a try before diving into like the full size, they have little travel sizes. I just saw them at the store the other day. Now we'll move on to hair care, which I only have a couple things that I want to mention for this category, but Unite Hair Care is one of my favorite hair care brands. They sent me a couple of their dry shampoos, which I'm still kind of testing out. They have 3 new dry shampoos that they just released, and the one smells amazing. So that one's kind of my favorite just due to the scent alone, but I really like the Unite Blonda Oil. It's in a purple bottle, and it kind of reminds me of the smell of Fruit Stripe gum. I don't know if that's the right reference, but it freaking smells amazing. It is fruity and amazing, and it makes my hair so soft. And I feel like I've noticed that the dry time is cut way down, so I really like that hair care product. And then the other hair care products that I wanted to mention is a shampoo and conditioner little duo, and it is by the brand Olaplex, which so many people have heard of this brand, but my hairdresser actually recommended it to me, which I don't really have any breakage or any concerns with my hair, but again, I like to kind of invest in my hair care products because buildup is a real thing, and the cheaper brands definitely do build up on your hair. I've seen it firsthand, so I like to kind of buy a little bit nicer of products, which I know that there are nicer ones that are sold at like Target and stuff, but I just like to be a little careful because I don't want to damage my hair, because that wouldn't be good. All right, now we'll move on to kind of the workout category and like activewear brands and stuff like that. So my favorite workouts in general are yoga, which some people say is not a workout, but I fully think it is. And then of course, cycling, which no one's even surprised. Literally everyone and their mother cycles. But I personally like to go to Cycle Bar because that's literally one of the only spin studios we have in my area. There's a newer one that's locally owned, but since quarantine, I haven't been able to give it a try. But eventually, I would like to try it out there. But I really like cycling. I think it's such a good workout, and it gets my heart elevated while still keeping my joints feeling good because I have really bad knees and hips, and I just don't like that high intensity and high impact workouts. So I really like cycling for that reason. But as of recently, I've just been doing at home cycle workouts, and we have a little spin bike from Costco. It was, I think, $250, pretty inexpensive as compared to some of the other brands, like the really high end brands, the name brands, if you guys know which ones I'm talking about. But we actually purchased little SPD clips, so my TM spin shoes will work with it. So that leads to my next favorite, which is my TM spin shoes. So I purchased these on the TM website. I have the white marble ones, And there are certain bikes that allow you to just use your own shoes, but I think that freaking hurts. Like, our bike with the old pedals had just the toe inserts, so you really had to like grip with your toes, and it just wasn't a good workout for me when I did have to use those that way. So I really like the spin shoes, and they are an investment, but of course they're going to last you for so long. So a couple other things that I wanted to mention in the activewear section are the Airy Play Real Me 7/8 leggings. So I wouldn't use these for high impact workouts, but yoga and things of that nature where you're not doing like a lot of friction activities, I think they'd be way better. But I think that they're super similar to the Lululemon Align leggings. The fabric's a little bit different, but the fit is very, very similar, and they are a fraction of the price. So I do have like a kind of olive green colored pair, and they're super pretty. And then I actually just ordered a black pair. So I'm just obsessed with those leggings. And then the last little activewear thing that I wanted, not activewear, but active related thing that I wanted to mention are the Alani Nu energy drinks. They are super expensive, but they taste so good. So if I ever were to need kind of like a little pick-me-up before a workout, or even just on a day where I'm driving, I love to drink these. They are so good. When I used to drive a lot for school, I would drive like 1 hour to clinical in the morning before 8 o'clock. And then after clinical that got done at 4 o'clock, I would drive 2.5 hours home. So by the time I was done, I was up for a very, very long time. And obviously it's kind of dangerous to drive when you're tired. So I would like to play podcasts and music that would keep me awake. And then I would also drink a little bit of an energy drink just to keep my mind still going, which is kind of bad, but they just taste so good and I love them. So I actually have a few road trips that I'm going to be doing here soon next month. So I'm definitely going to pick up some more of those. Alrighty, now we'll move on to fashion. So I just have a few things that I wanted to mention in this category. First is my Ray-Ban Hexagon sunglasses, and they have the gold frames. I bought these at Macy's actually because I didn't want to order them online. I wanted to try them on for my face shape. So when I purchased these, this was before the whole pandemic and quarantine and everything. So I don't know if places like that are open. I know at Target, they don't allow people to try on the sunglasses, although people probably still are because there's no one enforcing that rule, which is kind of gross. But I really like these sunglasses. I think that they go with so many different outfits and they're just something really cute and fashionable. And then the American Eagle mom jeans are my favorite. If I'm ever seen wearing jeans, which is quite rare, but on the occasion where you see me wearing jeans, they are likely going to be the mom jeans. And I actually am pretty short. I'm 5'3" on a good day, and I cut the bottoms of my jeans so they kind of fray in the washing machine. I personally really like the look of that. I think it just adds something a little bit more fun to the jeans, but they do come in a clean sewn bottom, like a normal hemmed bottom. So I personally cut mine. If you guys ever see that mine are trimmed cuts, I guess that is why, is because I cut them. And then the last fashion thing that I wanted to mention is LJ the Label. And this is actually one of my YouTube friends' little stores. So she has her own jewelry shop and she sells her presets on there and stuff too. But I'm actually wearing one of her bracelets right now. I think I have the like Italy bracelet or something. It's gold and silver beads and they're alternated and they're just so tiny and dainty and pretty. And I'm obsessed with it. I'm wanting to order some more here soon because her work is just amazing and her shipping was super, super fast. So of course this one will definitely be linked in the little template thing that I'm making for you guys, but it's so beautiful. Highly recommend checking out all of her jewelry. The next category that I wanted to talk about is related to work. And if you guys are unfamiliar with my work life, I am a rad tech. So that means I take x-rays. So I have to wear scrubs for my job. So I wear the Figs line most frequently. I think that they're really high quality. They are a little bit expensive, but I always find a discount code on Google and it makes them a little bit less expensive. But I personally like to invest in my scrubs, of course. So I will link my favorite kinds. Although I saw that Figs was pretty much sold out of a lot of their scrub tops as of tonight. So I don't know if they had a sale or whatnot, but Yeah, they were really slim pickings when I was trying to link the scrub top. So I'll try my best, but it's F-I-G-S, like the fig tree. And then my undershirts, which so many people ask about. I always wear an undershirt to work. It doesn't matter if it's summertime and 95 degrees out or if it's negative 60 outside. I will be wearing an undershirt because I'm always cold. It is freezing in there. I don't know why. I'm just always so chilled. So I always have to wear an undershirt, and they're always the Medcouture ones. Medcouture, I can't say that word, but I always buy them at the local scrub store because I get them 20% off. So they are $20, which is kind of expensive to buy a bunch of different colors. So just keep that in mind. But you can also buy them on allheart.com, which is like a massive scrub website, I guess. But I really like them, although they are kind of poorly made, like the seams kind of come undone really easily, which is something that's easily fixable with just a sewing machine, but still kind of unfortunate that you have to pay for something and then hem it within a couple weeks. So anyway, and then my last thing that I always like to have for work is my Apple Watch. And of course, this isn't a necessity, but I just like to have it to track my steps, to be able to reference the time, things like that. All right, we will move on to podcasts and YouTube channels and things like that. So I feel like I've mentioned pretty much all of these podcasts in past episodes, but I'll mention them again. So Unfiltered is the first one that I wanted to talk about, and this is hosted by a YouTuber named Lindsay Hughes. She is so well-spoken, and I've mentioned this before, but she's truly like the big sister that I never had, and she's so funny and always gives really good advice. So I really look up to her, and her podcast was a huge push for me to start my own. So I really, really enjoy both her YouTube channel and her podcast. The next one is Crime Junkie, which was one of the very first podcasts that I started listening to. It's very eye-opening and terrifying that situations like that happen in the world, and that a lot of them that they speak on are cold cases, which means that they go cold and they are not solved, basically. Which a lot of these episodes have opened new doors for people to start talking about these cases again, and a few of them actually have been solved. And I don't know if it's just due to the fact that Crime Junkie talked about them or if it's like part of it that helped it, but I know that there are a few that have been solved as of recently, and they'll do follow-up episodes on them. So yeah, it's very scary, but it's also very interesting to listen to, and I really like Ashley's voice. I think that she's very good at speaking. The next one is Easy Way or the Hard Way, and this is Bianca Franco and her boyfriend or fiance, Colin Henderson's podcast. They are very much so like motivational speakers, and I know that they listen to a lot of like positive, inspirational talks, I guess. Like, I don't want to call them TED Talks, but I guess they're kind of similar to that, but they talk about a lot of like self-help books and stuff that they have read and things like that. But I really like their dynamic, and one of their recent episodes was with Brandi Richardson, and I actually follow her on Instagram, and she has the prettiest feed, and she is so nice. Like, her and I have chatted on Instagram back and forth a little bit, and she has the sweetest soul. So I like that they interview people as well, and I just really like listening to them. I don't listen to pretty much any podcast with a male host, so I guess this is the only one that has a male host that I listen to, but I just like listening to the two of them. I think they have a good dynamic. And now I'll move on to YouTube channels. So the first one, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but it is Chloe Coriolan, and she is a YouTuber that I have literally watched since I was in high school, late high school, and she is, again, one person that is so down to earth and so sweet, and she lives in New York, so her vlogs are super different than anything that I experience, and I really like watching people's videos like that because it's just like a glimpse into another lifestyle, kind of, but she is so calming, I guess, is the best way to describe her. I just love her videos. And the next YouTuber is Kristen Johns. And if you guys know about her, her and her husband actually just got into a really, really bad and tragic bike accident where somebody, I don't know all the details about it because they haven't really released it, but they think that somebody was in an active robbery and he was fleeing the cops, and he basically ran into them on purpose to divert the police to help them rather than chase after this guy. So that's basically the gist of what I got. I don't know if there's been any updates, but I do know that Kristen and Marcus did film a video that I think might be going live today, so I'll have to keep an eye out for that. But Kristen, again, is such a sweet human, and she does a lot of baking videos and plant videos, and she's just so sweet, and she has two golden retrievers that are so cute. So I'm just obsessed with her channel, and her house is so beautiful. I feel like I've said all of this before in a past episode, but gotta show some love to my favorite YouTubers. And then the last one, of course, I just mentioned her, is Bianca Franco. Her vlogs are my favorite, and I loved watching her college career, which she has blossomed so much since then, and her content is very, very different, and I think she's grown so much. But I have mentioned this in a few videos, or a few podcast episodes, sorry, that I did meet Bianca at the Mall of America one time, so that was pretty cool, and she was part of the reason that pushed me to start my YouTube channel. So those are my favorite YouTubers as of recently. They're like the ones that I first click on when I see that there's a new video in my sub box. You guys, these solo episodes are a lot of work. I am out of breath. Oh, okay. Moving on, we'll talk about some shows. So I've talked about these all in past episodes, but I'm gonna say them again if I'm talking about all of my favorites. Queer Eye is so fun. I love watching that. If you guys don't cry in some of those episodes, I can't even understand, because they are tearjerkers, let me tell you. Anthony is my favorite, as well as Jonathan. I think Jonathan's actually my favorite, but I love all of the guys on that show. They are so funny, and I actually have good belly laughs when I watch that show sometimes, but it's really eye-opening to see different people's hardships that they go through in life, and then how the Fab Five basically changed their life, and or helped to change their life, I guess. So it's just a really good feel-good show, and I really like watching it. And I think a new season actually just came out, so I've been watching those episodes. And then, of course, A Million Little Things. I am going to be so sad if they don't have another season in the fall, which I would assume they wouldn't because of COVID. I don't think that any show is able to even film right now, so we will see. But I really like A Million Little Things, and I won't spoil anything, but the last episode that I watched was such a cliffhanger, so upset about that. The next topic is a book that I wanted to mention, and it's the After series, which I actually watched the movie first, which the movie is way worse than the actual book series. I really, really like the book series. It reminds me of like a college version of 50 Shades of Grey. So take that as you will, but definitely I would read those books if you are over 18. So I really like that series, and I haven't read it for literally probably 2 months, so I'm halfway through the third book. So I need to get cracking on that again, but I've been focusing on studying for my boards exam because obviously that's more important. So yeah, anyway. So now we're winding down to the last few topics, and they're kind of different lifestyle favorites. So my first one are my plants, which I'm obsessed with plants, you guys. Like, it's gotten out of hand. I counted and I have 35 houseplants. And yes, they are both combined, my mom's and mine, but that's a lot for like one small area, because we only have a few, I guess, east facing windows. So all of our plants are forced to be over on that side of the house. So we have a lot of plants over there, and it looks a little crazy, but you know, it's okay. There are worse things to be obsessed with. So my first plant that I've really been loving lately is I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. Don't come at me if I'm saying it wrong, but it is the Pilea peperomioides. I literally had to look up the phonetic way to say that and put it on my podcast note so I wouldn't butcher it. And here I am butchering it. But anyway, it is this cute little plant that has a bunch of little sprigs off of the middle, and then the leaves are these cute little round coin-shaped leaves. They're so cute, and I think somebody messaged me on Instagram and asked where I got my Chinese money plant, so I looked that up, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. So I looked it up, and it was this plant. So it must be called the Chinese money plant, I guess. Must be a nickname for it, but I just love it. It's so cute, and it brings me so much joy. And then my other plants that I've been loving are my snake plants, which are such a classic beginner plant to have. So if you are a beginner plant owner, snake plants are pretty much indestructible. But anyway, I have my one snake plant that I've had for 2 years, and it just grew a shoot that literally sprouted up like 8 inches high in less than a week. I'm like, how? Like, where did you come from? Very proud plant mom moments there. All right, now we will move on to my snacky food favorites. So Smart Sweets, of course. If you guys are candy snackers like me, I have a really bad sweet tooth. These are a better way kind of to curb that little craving, I guess. So my favorite ones are the Swedish Fish, or the Sweet Fish, I think. They are so good, and they're not that many calories, I don't think, but it makes me feel less guilty eating an entire package of those rather than like chocolate licorice or something, which is another favorite of mine, but a lot of calories in those guys, which, not that that matters, but you know, everything in moderation. So really like those. I also like the peach rings. Those ones are good as well. But if you are like vegan or just don't eat animal products, just be careful, because there are a few flavors that do have gelatin. And I think it's the gummy bears and the sour gummy bears that have them, I believe. Just check the back if you have dietary restrictions. The next one is the Safe and Fair Birthday Cake Granola. And I personally like to put it in a little bowl and do a splash of almond milk on it. And it is so good. I don't know how they make it, because it is free of all of these crazy things. Like, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, it's vegan, it's all these things. But yet it tastes amazing. Like, it is sweet and so good. I've never had a granola that is that good. So highly recommend buying it if you can find it, but I purchased mine at Costco, so it's in a ginormous bag, but I noticed that they don't sell it right now, so they took it off the shelves, so I'm very sad. For some reason, my Costco does that all the time. Like, you find something you love, and then they put it away for a while, and then like 2 months later, you'll see it back. So I don't know. It's just weird, but anyway, I just love it so much, and it's so, so good. And then lastly, for summertime right now, I've been loving any type of fresh fruit. Of course, summertime is like the perfect time for that. But right now I've been loving white nectarines and cantaloupe. So good. If you have them in the fridge and they're cold, they are so refreshing on a warm day. Love it. And lastly, I will end off with a bang, and we'll talk about the alcoholic drinks that I've been loving. So right now I've been loving the High Noon Pineapple Seltzers. Oh, they're so good. I don't know if you can buy them individually in the flavor packs, but I just bought mine in an assorted flavor package, and I personally really like the pineapple ones. The watermelon ones are not my favorite. They aren't very good, but I think it's a different brand that isn't talked about a lot, so I really enjoy them. Next is the Bud Light Strawberry Seltzers. I've talked about these in so many episodes, but they're super, super tasty and refreshing. And no, they do not have beer in them, but they are good. Also, Bud Light Lemonade. I've talked about this one in podcast episodes as well, but I think that one's really good. This one does have beer in it, so if you don't like beer, you may or may not like this one, but it is a lot sweeter than like Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange. Those are not good, in my opinion. Don't like them. And the last one, this is going to be a big laugh out loud moment. I love these strawberry Natterdays. They are so good. They are so cheap, but they are so good. I just love them. And the cans are super cute. I haven't had them since last summer, but I saw a billboard for them and I'm like, oh, those are so good. I honestly don't drink that much, but I'll have like one or two seltzers at the end of a week, like on a Saturday, and probably more so one, but I just love them. So I believe that those are all of my favorites that I wanted to talk about. If you guys have a favorite product that you like to use, I guess, you can let me know over on the Instagram, which is at Unsocial Butterfly Podcast. If you guys want to, you can message me over on the podcast Instagram. I try to check it as often as I can, but you guys can message me different questions or different topic ideas that you'd like me to touch on in future episodes. Also, if you guys are unfamiliar, the podcast does have merchandise, so you can get the little Unsocial Butterfly logo on a t-shirt or a sticker or a sweatshirt. I have all of them, actually, but the t-shirt in the tan material is the one that I personally own, and it is so soft. It's like a comfort tee, and literally it's a game changer. It's so soft and comfy. I actually wore it today. just love it. Anyway, if you guys would ever want to purchase any Unsocial Butterfly merchandise, the link is always in the show notes. Also, the last thing that I wanted to talk about is that there are options for leaving a voice message for the podcast. So if you ever want to be featured in an episode, you want to hear your own voice, you can leave a voice message over on the Anchor, I guess, submission thing. So if you go to my Instagram or if you go to the bio down below the show notes, you can just click the link and it'll redirect you to this website called Anchor and you can just leave a voice message. I think it caps out at 1 minute, so you have to leave your question under a minute or submit two voice messages. So I'd love to hear your questions. I'd love to hear your guys' voices. I think it's so cool just to have kind of an interactive podcast. So that is everything. Thank you so much to all of you who listened to the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Unsocial Butterfly podcast. I will talk to you guys next Monday for another episode.